So we're here in Oman for the Airport Innovate Conference, and I'm joined here by Sheikh Ayman Al-Husni, who is CEO of Oman Airport. So Ayman, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for this interview.
So firstly, we're very excited to be here in Oman for this conference. What are your key takeaways from this event?
Well, I'm really happy and thrilled first that the first COPI have started here in Oman. And I think, you know, we were very blessed and we've got a number of companies that came to participate in the exhibition. Also, there is very nice papers that were presented. I think many will come out from this conference with many good ideas to build on and, you know, structure and probably add on to get a better you know, outcome for their airports. I've heard lots of comments, positive comments, on some speakers that joined. And, you know, what, when you hear a panel talking and discussing and giving their, you know, stories, it's like, it's not a theory. It's something which is like, you know, case studies that really helps many other airports where they struggle. And they, when they listen to such stories, they really gear up and try to echo other airports.
Now, I've come through in Muscat International Airport, and congratulations. It looks like a fantastic airport, very, very beautiful. So I'm wondering how your passengers have really changed since the pandemic. What do they expect from you now? Are you noticing any trends?
Before I answer that question, how was your experience, you tell me, in the airport?
It was very nice. It was a very long walk. It's very big.
Yeah.
But from initial impressions, yeah, very beautiful architecture, nice design, smooth experience.
Where did you come from?
I came from Heathrow.
Ah, Heathrow, okay. Yeah. So it's a much different... there is more space here than Heathrow.
Definitely,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question, I think people, after the pandemic, they're really keen about the cleanness, the hygiene, the cleanness of the toilets, the process in the security checks. You know, and also there is another thing that they used to do when it was during the pandemic. When they travel, they used to be panicked. They have many documentations, and travel wasn't convenient and leisure and like enjoyable. Now it's different. They're going back to that normal, you know, climate and atmosphere. Now they feel like the travel is enjoyable. Unlike in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So the main thing is that they want clean, hygiene airport. That's what they really ask for, and we show it. We see it in the surveys that we do.
Fantastic. Now, as an airport leader and a CEO, how do you foster this culture of innovation that permeates the DNA of your company?
Well, as you know, we have actually built a innovation lab, and we're really looking forward and we're building on that investment and getting lots of nice, good ideas, amazing ideas from the market to actually, you know, implement in Oman airports. Along with that, we did a hackathon. This hackathon have really brought us tons of ideas, and we chose and picked cherry-picked some of them, which we think are good and best for us, for Oman airports. What we'll do, we'll actually incubate those three ideas and probably later on invest in those startups and look them shining as a good, strong companies in the private sector.
Yes, you had over 320 ideas submitted, 15 of which went to the final,
true.
And then the final three were.
The final three, yes. But what we do always is we really invest in IT. Before the pandemic, even during the pandemic, and after the pandemic. So we really believe in IT and innovation.
And what comes next after these three ideas have been incubated? Will you hold another hackathon? Will it be?
It'll be yearly. Years? And every year it'll be bigger than the previous year. And because we saw a big value out of it, and that's why I think we will echo it, and we'll make sure that we invest more in this field. Because I'll tell you something now. Let's say, for example, if you have a building capacity of an airport with 20 million passengers, believe me, you can stop investing in buildings and start investing in technology, which will make you more space eventually by actually having like better solutions for the e-gates, facial recognition, no need for passport. It'll make the process quicker. On the other hand, also, if you have a good X-ray machine that actually doesn't need to bring you the laptop and the liquids out, it will process it. So you know, if you really invest in technology and new machineries, you don't need even to invest in making more square meters.
Absolutely. In the building. Yeah. Building with bytes, not bricks.
Exactly. Thank you.
So are there any of the three winning entries that you are most excited about? Do you have a favorite?
I can't tell you.
You can't say.
I can't tell you because if they hear it, then it might be a bit of disappointment to others.
Are there any innovations that your team has come up with prior to the AeroHack which you are most proud of over the past year?
I'm proud of my team. I'm really proud of my team. And I even now just told them that they were working day and night and it pays off. You know, I think, you know, there are many bright ideas in many minds in the world with the human beings. But an idea is still an idea till you implement it on the ground. So they were brave enough, they were good enough to come and sell their idea to the committee. And then we approved, like, for example, the hackathon needs a budget. So you need to go through a process. Normally, IT people have less breath and they cannot sell ideas. They have many bright ideas, but they cannot sell it. But this team have really had the breadth to sell the hackathon idea and the innovation lab. So I think I'm really proud of them and thumbs up. And you know why this happened? Because the company have invested in its people. We put a big budget for training, for going to conferences, for scholarships. So this is the return on investment.
That's fantastic to hear. Yeah. Now, I heard you speak at a previous conference, World Aviation Festival, and you said that you had put together a board of directors made up entirely of Gen Z.
Yes.
This sounds really fantastic and very innovative. So can you tell us a little bit more about that, the types of thing they discuss and the decisions that they make?
Yeah. Once upon a time, I was actually visiting a friend, and he has like a private company. And he told me that he told me about a story in a company called Swatch.
The watchmaker.
The watchmaker. And the owner came and he saw that the sales are dropping. And then someone came to him and told him, you know, you need to rebrand, you need to do some new things. And he said, well, all of the management are, you know, over 50. And then they decided to bring a youth board. And when they recruited the youth board, look at Swatch now. Total difference. And I took that idea when I heard it, came to Oman Airports, implemented it, and did some changes to it. So what I did, I said, like 30 years old and below, you can go and do like intern elections and choose among you someone to represent you and build a board, give them a budget, mandate, and let them work. And I meet them once every quarter. And they have brought brilliant ideas. You know, one of the ideas, they were like, let's make a big screen for the World Cup and let people watch the World Cup while they are in the airport. And we did it. Mm. And it was really a successful idea. So we had very good ideas from the youth board. You know, they think different. We think our age and maybe for the elderly. They think for the new generation, what do they want when they travel? And it helped us a lot. Mm. So they are the think tank for us, not only for the staff internally, even for the passengers.
Yeah. And you're allowed to attend their meeting once
yes,
a month.
Yes, yes. And they are allowed, their chairman is allowed to sit with in our management meeting once a month.
Okay. Yeah. Knowledge exchange.
Yeah.
So what's on your to-do list as an airport CEO for 2024?
I want to leave Oman. I want Oman Airports to own and manage airports outside Oman. And this is my dream since 3 years ago or 4 years ago. We've done some attempts, it didn't work out, but we're still in the making for other attempts.
So will we see some news on this in 2024?
Hopefully.
Why not? Watch this space.
Yeah.
And is there anything in particular that you're excited about next year for the airport's development?
Well, I'm really keen to see how the travel experience will change. Because at least in my lifetime, I've seen that the ticket was like a carbon. I'm sure you've seen that carbon that they cut in the check-in counter, and then they take, and then, you know.
No, I don't think so.
Till you didn't?
I'm not sure.
Ah, okay, then I did. I did. Till you have it, you have the barcode in your phone. So I'm really keen to see what will happen in the next 10 years. What changes will happen? Because, you know, the check-in counter is still the check-in counter. The baggage is still the same thing, baggage, immigration. Yes, there is the e-gates and the facial, some changes there. But if you see, the process of travel didn't change really much when it comes to IT. Still, we need to, identify the person, make sure security-wise that he is who he is, security check. So I think we really need to use the technology more to get better, travel experience.
I mean, that was my final question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.